The laws of nature. The universe is amazing beyond imagination. Genesis reveals its creator, but no other detail about how it works. Adam and woman were not ready for quantum physics. But we are today. There is no excuse. Our Abba Father clearly states the order and certainty of his creation, and expects his people to unpack the mystery. Science is the proof of our Abba Father, not a godless world that relies on science. Psalm chapter 19 1-4. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands, their voice goes out into all the earth. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 25. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant is not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. The ordinances of heaven and earth are the laws of nature. Romans 1:19-20, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Job chapter 38 verse 33, do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth? No one questions the principles of gravity, molecular attraction, physics, chemistry, aerodynamics, thermodynamics, which we cannot see, and so on, and they all produce predictable outcomes. It all comes together for us by revisiting Eden, the creation of liberty and free will, as well as the laws of nature that hold our universe together and determine all outcomes. In Eden, our Abba Father told Adam and woman to fill and subdue the earth. To subdue the earth, they had to unpack the laws of nature that determine all outcomes. Outcomes are the missing element when discussing the laws of nature in our Declaration of Independence. Like government laws, disobeying the laws of nature has very negative consequences. The laws of nature also govern economics and social interactions. There is no escape. The family is the bedrock of society and the first responder because it produces the best outcome for the most. It is the law. Subsidy produces more is an economic law. Throw money at a problem, and it must make it worse. It is the law. Yet all our faction representatives do is throw money at problems and take a cut for themselves. When challenged after the guaranteed failure, they say they did not spend enough. Governments spent over $1 trillion on the homeless problem. And it is at record highs. And millions of dollars also went into people's pockets. Our Secretary of Health, under P46, chose a chemical based on lining his pocket and expanding his power over we the people, instead of following the scientific method to find the best option. Even worse, he stifled the expertise in the public square. As a crook with immunity, all we have at present is not to choose another crook. But if the body of Christ demanded that all representatives follow the scientific method and all other governing principles enumerated, we would achieve a principled government. Prayerfully, we begin to see the power that pulpit leaders and the body of Christ possess, which we are unaware of, teaching our Abba Father's laws of nature in detail rather than politics or God says. Our DOI stands on the laws of nature as our justification for overthrowing the kingship government. Godly civic sees our Abba Father's hand at work. We also refer to the laws of nature as governing principles as we discover them through research and experience. Our founding fathers established our Constitution on governing principles that produce the best government to sustain life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our unalienable rights as outlined in the laws of nature. The pursuit of happiness is on par with life and liberty because the government can never provide it. We must be free to seek it in religion or other sources that harm no others. Imagine 237 years of studying our Abba Father's laws of nature in his 1776 creation for everyone's benefit, instead of engaging in political faction warfare for control and plunder. However, the Nahas interceded in Eden and redefined life on Earth. Adam and woman's fall drew attention to the themes of punishment and survival on the fallen Earth, rather than focusing on liberty, free will, and the laws of nature. When our Abba Father's second ark, the Mayflower, left England for Virgin Land to form a new nation with him in our hearts and, quote, government by his laws of nature, like Eden 2.0, he left Caesar behind. Our Abba Father restored liberty with free will through his 1776 creation, akin to Eden 2.0. The Pilgrims, his new remnant, created the starter dough of self-government and private property and liberty to be free to image our Abba Father. No other nation has copied our one nation under God. It is a unique concept. It is also not just about a nation. It is about bringing all the souls we can to heaven in glory to our Abba Father for as long as we can. godly civics, praise the body of Christ, led by our pulpit leaders or not, must choose and elect representatives that sustain his 1776 creation with his laws of nature as the foundation of our government now that we have experienced the depravity of political factions.